first page of Shas. Here we are.
Should we? Should we just go? Start.
Joe just wants to go.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, so
starting off with a bang.
I think in general we'll try to chaser the previous nights. In particular, we have some new folks here, so it works out well. So we'll begin from the beginning of the first Mishnah. First Mishnah, all shas. So me'imas like korban shema ba'arivin. So the Mishnah begins with a question: From when do we begin reading shema at mariv? And we'll see in the hemshich of the Gemara, and Rashi points out already that the chiyuv of kriyat shema at night is written in the pasuk b'shafach of gumecha, which we should say shema b'shafach when we go to sleep. Of Kumecha when we get up. So what time is it considered B'Shafecha that we could begin reading Shema? So the Mishnah is going to now give us the earliest time and then a three-way machlokus about the latest time. So what's the earliest time you could say Shema? So says the Mishnah, Mishasha Kohanim Nechnasim Lachol B'Chur Masan. From the time that the Kohanim go in and can begin eating the Truma. So the Gemara is also going to elaborate on this a little bit, but the Kohanim, when they were impure, so they would go and they could go to the mikvah on, let's say, the seventh day after becoming impure, but they had to wait until the evening, until Tzeis HaKochavim, we'll see in the Gemara, they had to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim, until they became pure enough to eat Truma. They were Tivul Yom, so they had to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to eat Truma. And we're going to see they're Tivul Yom, but they're Mechusar Kapara. They still don't have Kapara. They have to give a Korban the next day. And until they give the Korban, they can't eat Kachim. They can't eat from a Korban, but they can eat Truma at that point. Okay, the difference, right, a Korban is meat that was sanctified on the Mizbeach, as opposed to Truma, it's the Matanos that was given to the Kohanim. So at the time that they could begin eating the Truma, that is when you could also begin saying Shema. And basically, a.k.a., that time is Tzeis HaKochavim. Now, the Gemara is going to ask, why didn't it just say Tzeis HaKochavim? That we'll get to in a little bit. So that's the earliest time. Again, the earliest time is Mishasha Kohanim Nechasim Lechol B'Truma Son, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. What's the latest time that you could reach Shema? So the Mishnah quotes three opinions. First opinion of Rebbe Lazar. Ad Sof Ashmur HaRishona Divrei Rebbe Lazar. Until the end of the first Ashmur, the first watch of the night. The night is split into three watches. So the Sof Hashmar Rishona, the end of the first watch, is 4 hours into the night. So that is the latest time that you could read Shema. V'chachamim omrim ad chatzos. Chachamim say, no, you have until later. You can read Shema until chatzos, until 6 hours into the night. And that's the latest time according to Chachamim. Ram Gamliel omer ad sheyala amud hashachar. No, you actually have all night. You have until dawn. Ad sheyala amud hashachar, and only at dawn that's the cutoff when you can no longer say Shema. So Rashi explains, and the Gemara is also going to get into this a little bit, but Rashi explains that the machlokas here between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Gamliel is basically how do we define v'shafecha, when you go to sleep. Is it when you go to sleep, like when you people generally get into bed, like, you know, what time do you go to sleep at night? And that's what Rabbi Lazar says. So you go to sleep at the beginning of the night. So that's when you could say Shema. But Rabbi Gamliel says, no, B'Shafecha is much more expansive. B'Shafecha means when people are sleeping. So people are sleeping all night. They begin to go to sleep at Tzeis HaKochavim, but they're sleeping until Adchi Al Amud HaShachar. So therefore, he says you could say Shema the entire night. And the Chachamim, we're going to get to in a minute, they're like something in between, which we'll get to right now. So this is new stuff right now. We're five lines down, three words in. So this is new. Maase ubau banav mi beis hamishna. So there was a story once that the student, the children of Rabbi Gamliel, They came mibeis hamishta. They came from a party. I don't, you know, it's interesting. I don't know exactly what they're in. They were like out late at night clubbing or whatever it was. Beis hamishta. Let's say they were at a wedding. Make it a little bit more PG. Amru lo, lo karinu shema. They're like, we were out partying all night. We didn't, lo karinu shema. We didn't say shema. So what should we do? It's past, right? So it's past, the Chachamim say you have until Chatzos. It's past midnight right now. It's 2 a.m, and we didn't say Shema, so it's too late. We missed it. So Amar Lahem, so he said to them, no, I'm the guy that says you have all night to say it, right? Lo Allah Amud HaShachar Chayvim Atem Lekros. If we didn't get to Alos HaShachar, if we didn't get to sun to dawn, then you are still obligated to read. It's 2 a.m, it's past midnight, it's past Chatzos, but I'm the guy that says you have all night. Go and read Shema. But here's the Chiddush, because he continues and he says, V'lo zu bilvad amru. Not only do we say this, that I say that you can read it all night. El kol ma she'amru chachamim ad chatzos. Even the chachamim, when they say that you only have until chatzos, mitvasan ad she'yala amud ha-shachar. They really believe that the mitzvah is all night long. They really believe that you could say it all night. But for whatever, we're going to see in a second, but they say that you only have until Chatzos. So even though they say Chatzos, really you could say it all night. And the Mishnah will explain, we'll get to this in a few lines. So why do they say Ad Chatzos if you have all night? Because they don't want people to push it off. They don't want people to say, oh, I have all night to do this. It's 11 p.m. right now. I could say it at 2 a.m., I could say it at 3 a.m., 4 a.m., so what's the big deal? I don't need to say it at 11 p.m., I'm busy right now, whatever, doing some other stuff, I'll say it later. So they say you only have until Chatzot, so it's 11 p.m., and you're like, oh, I only got an hour more to say Shema, I better do it right now, and then you won't forget to do it. So that is the opinion, that's basically what Rav Gamliel told his children that night, that they came at 2 a.m. and they said, Tati, should we say Shema? And he said, yes, you should say Shema. And even the Chachamim say you should say Shema. So basically what we're going to fill in now, a few more lines of the Mishnah, is he gives a few different examples where the Chachamim say that you have to do something by midnight, but really you could do it all night long. And the reason they say that you have to do it by midnight is they want to make sure, like you said, a geder, they want to make sure that you don't end up going past the deadline. So that is what we have over here, the next lines. Hekter chalavim ve'evarim, the burning of the chalev, the innards, and the evarim, the limbs of korbanos. So mitzvasan achia lamud hashachar. That even though we say you should do it by Chatzos, really the mitzvah is until Amud HaShachar. You could burn the fats and the limbs of Korbanos all night long. That's one example. And the next example, V'chol HaNechalim L'yom. So this isn't burning Korbanos, but these are Korbanos that you have one day to eat. Okay, there are certain Korbanos that you have one day to eat. Rashi points out it's a korban chatas, a korban asham, menachos, a korban toda. So these, you only have one day to eat. So kol nechalum liyom echad, you have one day to eat them. Mitzvasan ad shiyala amud hashachar. So really, you could do it all night long until alos hashachar. Im kein lam amru chachamim ad chatzos. So if you could do these things all night long, then why do the chachamim say you only have until chatzos to do them? So ends the Mishnah. This is, we said, a geder kedei laharchik adam min ha'avira, in order to distance a person from sinning. And again, the idea is that if we say that the cutoff is earlier, then that will stop you from saying, oh, I have more time, I have all night, don't worry, I'll get to it, and then it will be too late. So we say the cutoff is at 12 o'clock, and people will be more zariz, or Rashi says zariz, you're going to be more zariz in order to finish up.
How does the Chazal saying you have until Chazal prevent people from doing it later? Even if I know I have, like if Chazal say you have until midnight, if I know I have until Alon HaShachar, I'm not going to care what Chazal say.
Right, so now that we know, so it's interesting, right, almost like why is Rav Gamliel like outing Chazal? Okay, right, that's a good question. The Chachamim, they're kind of trying to keep it like under wraps, but now that we know that they... I think still...
They have to be outed. Otherwise, I would get the chatzos and I would say, oh, I missed this one.
Right. So it's actually a huge discussion in the post-game, which the discussion is, now that the Chachamim say you only have until chatzos, if you do it... Right, Rabbi Gamliel is clearly of the opinion that if you do it at 2 a.m., no problem, you still get the mitzvah. And is he's also of the opinion that even according to the Chachamim, it sounds like he's saying you
is
do the mitzvah.
Also?
So there's the Chachila b'diavid, but there are understandings of Chachamim that say that once the Chachamim say that this is the cutoff, okay, it's very interesting. Do the Chachamim have this power or not? And that's like what the whole discussion. But once the Chachamim say that this is the cutoff, then if you do it at 2 a.m., it might not count. It might not even count anymore.
I'm like kind of like Chachamim. Act of saying you have only until Chatzos. How's that much of a deterrent?
So I think it's still a deterrent. If you say like this is the deadline, even though you know, like I know, like as a teacher, like you know, they give us the deadline for report cards, and I always end up handing in my report cards like 2 weeks after the deadline. But still, the fact that they give that deadline, like I know, like I got to get it done. Like it's in my head.
That's
like
different. You don't
that's the time.
Have 2 weeks. It's late in that case.
Right.
Here you have literally until, I don't know, Wednesday, whatever it is, 6 a.m. If I know I have until 6 a.m., it doesn't really matter if I'll say only have it until midnight. The end of the day is
blessed. So I think it still does. I think Chachamim would still, like, the fact that they're saying that you have until Chatzos, I think that would motivate someone to get it done and to make sure that it's behind them. Should we go on to the Gemara? Should we? I don't know how long we've been...
Let's do Chazara because there are people here.
Okay.
And then by the time we're done tonight and tomorrow, people will know the mission about